Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life's so full on. I've been working on this deck for ages. These steaks don't cook themselves, you know. Life's good with a Trex deck. Composite decking made from 95% recycled materials that won't rot, stain or fade. Trex, the world's number one decking brand.
This happened early this morning.
Harry Suter, at the base of the centre circle, plays a long diagonal ball out to Lecky on the right flank and a good touch as well. Pavard hit the ground, the cross comes in. Goodwin! Craig Goodwin has the opener. Australia 1-0 up on the French.
Yeah, everyone jumping up and down very early this morning at, well, in my house, 10 past five, going, how good's this? We're going to win this 3-0. And then, yeah, the French woke up, ended up beating us 4-1. Alex Brosk, who you quite often hear on the Global Game across the SCN network and the SCN app, joining us now on Sports Day. Alex, it was good for that first 10 minutes, wasn't it, mate?
Oh, it was very good. I mean, the emotions we all would have felt. Look, in reality, I wasn't expecting much. So, you know, prepared myself, sat down, ready to watch the game, thinking as long as we put in a good performance. But seeing the result last night, Saudi Arabia being Argentina, that sort of got me a little bit more hopeful than I was. And then with the way that we started 1-0 up, I thought, hold on a second, this could be. I mean, we could actually beat France. And then it unfortunately went, you know, I guess as expected in a way. You know, we were beaten quite comfortably in the end by a team that is stacked with talent and outrageous players. And unfortunately, we just couldn't keep up with them.
Yeah, Alex, but we could have, you know, quite. I know they scored a couple of goals in that first half after our first one, but we went very close to levelling the scores. Had that happened, I'm not sure who it was, but hit the post. Could it have been a different story in the second half if they went in 2-2, maybe a little bit more nervous, the French?
Look, I don't know. I still think they ran over the top of us in that second half. I think what it definitely would have done, because I remember the moment and thinking, you know, if we'd equalise there just before half-time, I mean, the lift that it would have given the players, you go into the sheds a completely different player. You know, you go in thinking, hold on, we're tied with France here. We've scored two goals against them. They're definitely beatable. We can get something out of this game. Instead of going in the way they did, thinking, right, we went up. After 20 minutes, it all went south, and this could end up getting ugly. So it completely different mindset going into the halftime change. It could have changed things, but I still look at the quality that they have and the way that we ended up playing in that second half, which was pretty much just sitting back, you know, that in-your-face style, that aggressive, you know, game plan that Arnie wanted to or told us he was going to play in making the French uncomfortable. I didn't really see it. You know, I didn't see enough of it.
Mm. Was there anything else or anything tactically that you thought we could have got better?
Look, I agreed with what the boys said on the panel. I think that, you know, I think probably the changes came a little bit too late. You know, probably before that third one goes in, you know, I think you could see the pattern that the game was heading towards. It was only ever going to be, you know, from 2-1 at halftime. With the way we started the second half, it was a matter of time before the third one, the fourth one came. So I think Arnie at that moment probably could have been a bit, you know, braver and thrown on the likes of Garang Kuol, Awomobile, and Cummings, you know, just to try something, to see if that sparks anything. You've got guys on the bench that are hungry and they're watching the game go by and thinking, coach, get me on, I can do something, that's why I'm here. And with the game the way that it was heading, I think it was set up for to try something different, and he didn't. And look, we in the end we copped that third and the fourth, and we didn't really put up a fight in the end.
There's been a lot of talk about France and, you know, the players not getting along, they had injuries. Geez, they looked all right for a team that doesn't like each other. Did they meet expectations?
They certainly did. I think there's a lot more to come from them as well. I think, look, all those sorts of things, the unrest and, you know, I think people like the media in particular like to make more of what it is. At the end of the day, these guys understand how incredibly special it is to be part of a moment like that, to be at a World Cup and to think that and to know that those moments don't come around for everyone all the time. So they'd be doing everything. I'm sure that all those things behind closed doors, I'd say they are still a very tight-knit group. You could see it on the field. Whether they are or they aren't, they know they've got the quality to still carry out a game plan, win games, score goals, and I think they will be a huge contender.
We saw a nil or draw between Tunisia and also Denmark, which is great for the Socceroos.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to work it out, if France do their job and beat Tunisia and Denmark, all we need then, and I say all we need, is if it's easy, is a win and a draw. Is that correct to go through?
Pretty much. And then depending on the other results as well, you'd think it'll come down to goal difference possibly, because there will be another team that'll more than likely finish on 4 points as well with us if that happens. And that 4-1, could come back to hurt us. So, again, that's why at 2-1 down, I would have liked to see us be a bit more brave and actually go for it and see if we could have in that second half pinched another one. But you're right, there's still a lot to play for. I think the boys would have seen enough from themselves in that first 20, 30 minutes to think, if we took it to France, if Saudi Arabia can beat Argentina, we're more than good enough to go and beat Tunisia now and get something out of the next two games.
Is that the greatest upset in World Cup history, with Saudi Arabia beating Argentina?
Oh, look, I can't remember, and I haven't looked too far, but to be honest, I don't think there probably would be one. Saudi Arabia beating Argentina, unheard of. It's going to be a result that will be remembered for a very, very long time.
Yeah. So all or nothing now. Who has to play more minutes? We keep hearing Garan Kuol, the young bloke who came on not long ago, it was already 4-1. Do we have to see him on the park more, or is there anyone else?
Look, well, Aiden Hrustic, he didn't play in this game. He carried an ankle injury, and with no Tom Rogic there, he is our go-to guy in terms of creating chances. He's a wonderful player in that attack that I think I wouldn't say missed last night, because we didn't have much of the ball. So it probably would have been a game that would have wasted his talents anyway. But in the next two games, I'd say he will play and he'll be key to, getting us to create more chances and hopefully winning some games.
All right, we've got Tunisia, 9:00 Australian Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday nights. The Socceroos, can we expect a win? Tunisia,
yes.
I heard today, have got a lot of support Qatar.
Oh, they would. They absolutely would. And look, from what I heard, they weren't overly impressive against Denmark. I think we can. This is the game, right? Tunisia is looking at us as the team that they've got to beat. 3 points for them, and we're looking at them the same way. So it's going to be an incredible game. The time for us here in Australia is perfect at 9:00. And look, I definitely think that I'm more hopeful now and more optimistic now than even before the France game that we can get something out of this game.
All right, Alex Brosk from The Global Game. Of course, The Global Game's coming up after us. Well, coming up shortly on our SEN stations. You're not involved, though. You're not in tonight's show. It's the boys of it from Qatar.
Exactly right. So Simon got himself a little trip away.
Where's your trip?
Great. It gives me time to... mine, unfortunately, is down to my couch and back, and that's about it. So I get to watch, enjoy, just like everybody else, which is good. I'm actually grateful for the time off, just to get to enjoy the World Cup.
We've got Simon Hill and John Cosmina in Qatar on a junket. We've got Scott Sattler in New Zealand on a junket. Think of Alex Brosk. Come on, everyone.
He's had his junkets, World Cups and Olympics and everything else.
Hey, mate, thanks for your time on Sports Day tonight, and good luck. Come on, the Socceroos on Saturday night.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, and don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli, so we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.